Thank you, Lord, for your word, as challenging as it can be, Lord, when we see people behaving in a way that doesn't please you, Lord. We realize they're just as fallible human beings as the rest of us, Lord. And we come to you tonight and pray you help us to learn some things from this servant of yours who didn't serve too well, it seems, Lord, at times, and yet, Lord, you still used him. We pray, Lord, you'll bless us and help us as we turn again to your word and grant us the light of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, well, Samson was a judge for 20 years. We've seen the beginning of his time as a judge, and we get right now to the very close of it, and it's not good.
What his judgment was like.
Sorry?
Since his own life was such a mess, I wonder how well he judged other people.
Well, I'm not sure if he did any judging. You just there to cause problems for the Philistines, I think. That's about it. He led Israel, is the probably right word. We're on chapter 16 of Judges, and he doesn't get off to a good start. Chapter 16 of Judges, you found it yet? You're working on it, right. One day, doesn't tell us when, one day Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. Now, that's not good to start with, is it, really? He goes to Gaza. What's the problem of going to Gaza? It's enemy territory. Yeah? It's enemy territory today, by the way, as well. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yes, right. But he went down there and he saw a prostitute. There have been prostitutes around since the time began, I think, down there. But anyway, he sees this girl and goes to spend the night with her. And rumour gets around. The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. Yeah, it's funny how news gets about, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, Samson is here. And they didn't have social media in those days. But it still got around. Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. Right, so they're expecting him to come out in the morning, of course. That's the idea. He's there all night. They'll expect him to turn up in the morning and they'll catch him then. Right, great plan. They made no move during the night, saying, at dawn we'll kill him. That'll be the end of Samson. Yeah. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. So what woke him up?
The Lord.
The Lord must have woken him up, yeah. But the Lord's still working in this guy, strange to say, eh? The wrong place, wrong people, you name it, but there we are.
They've been trying to catch him for 20 years.
They've been trying for a long time, yes. But he's put himself in danger's way.
Yeah.
That's the strange thing, isn't it? But there we are. At dawn we'll get him. Right. So, but Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up, took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. How about that? They locked him in, and what's he doing? He takes the door with him. that's strength, by the way. God gives him some pretty... This is the strange thing about Samson. He's one of the strongest men who've ever lived, and yet he's weak in terms of his personality. Yeah? Physically, couldn't match him, but in terms of his willpower, his personality, weak. Strange, isn't it? Anyway, he lifts the lot. And what's he do? It says he carried them on his shoulders to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Now, Hebron's all over that way on the west, but he doesn't carry it all the way to Hebron. He just goes up to the top of a local hill, I suppose. It's in that direction, you know, going west. Right? And he carries them up there. Why is he carrying them up there?
He's carrying for defence, isn't he, in case they can't.
No, is it? So everybody can see. I think that may be part of it. He's going to put these gates at the top of the hill. Right.
It takes even more strength to get up there.
It takes a lot of strength to lift them all up the hill, yes. I think he was just enjoying himself.
He was giving them a big job to do to get them back down.
Well, that's true. Give them a hard job to get them back as well, maybe, yes. But I think he's having fun, right? He's very sort of childish in his way, isn't he? He sort of likes to play games. So I suspect that's what he's doing there. He lifts up these barred gates, takes the lot, and dumps them at the top of the hill. Right. Now then, that was one episode. Next then is, sometime later. So how long is sometime? I do not know. but sometime later. He fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. Now then, how about that? Isn't it lovely to fall in love?
Yeah?
Could be. If it's the right person.
If it's the right person. I suspect... What have we got any other translations of this? What does it say?
He loved a woman.
Yeah. He loved a woman. All right, yeah. Well, with Samson, love is a very funny thing, I think. It's more lust than love, I think, with Samson, you know. He just sees a pretty girl and thinks, oh, yes, very nice, yeah. So, but this Delilah, he's picked the wrong one here.
Is she a Philistine? Is she a Philistine?
Don't know. Oh. But she's in cahoots with the Philistines, so the chances are she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't say, it's just from the Valley of Sorek, means she lived in that area. That doesn't mean to say she was a Philistine, but the way she carries on, it looks like she is. Yeah. See, the Bible doesn't tell you everything. There's lots of things, questions I have, and I'll be able to ask them one day, but they won't matter then, I don't suppose, will they? But never mind. There we are. Okay, so, he sees this woman, falls in love with her, as it says there, and her name is Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, so, news got round again. Samson's taken a shine to this lady called Delilah. And the rulers of the Philistines, they're the kings, we call them nowadays, but, you know, the warlords, I suppose. They hear about it. They go to her, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so that we may tie him up and subdue him. Right, so they want to know, what's the secret? How does he do it? Where's his strength come from? They obviously think there's something about him that's the way he gets his strength. They don't realise it's God, right? There must be something else, yeah? And there is something connected with it, but, you know, we'll come to that. Right, so that's what they're thinking. What we want is what do they want to do with him?
Kill him.
No, it doesn't say kill him.
They
wanted to kill him before, yeah. But they've had a change of mind. They subdue him. Why? They want to show him off as a trophy, yeah? Mm-hmm. Subdue him, in other words, we'll have him and we'll lead him round like a bear on a chain. Yeah, that's the idea. Show him off that we're better than them. That's the idea, yeah? So, subdue him. That's what we'll do. We'll tie him up, subdue him. And each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. 1,100 shekels of silver. Each one. And how many kings were there? Five rulers of the cities of the coastal plain of the Philistines. So, what's your calculation of how much then? 55,000. 55,000. 5,500 shekels. Is that right?
Right.
55. That's 5,500 shekels of silver. Do you know what that is?
A lot of money.
That's winning the jackpot. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, what do we have these days? The lottery. This is serious money they are offering. Yeah? Really serious money. Now then.
How much was a shekel then?
The total is about 28 pounds weight.
28 pounds weight of silver.
A stone of silver.
Yes. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. I don't know the modern day equivalent. But inflation has made it somewhat more valuable. Yeah. It's a massive amount of money. That's what they're offering it. And basically they think everybody's got a price. You could buy people, you know. The only people you shouldn't be able to be buying is Christians. But she isn't one of them. So, you know, money tells. Will she betray him for the money?
Of
course. Well, there you go. Right. So, Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. She comes out with it straight up, doesn't she? You know, if you're going to... She's very subtle. Yeah, not really, but she knows Samson well enough to be able to say, he's dumb enough, if I tell it straight, he'll think I'm joking. I suspect that's what she's doing, but she wants to get the answer out of him. So straight in, yeah, no messing about. Come on, tell me, how do you do it? Yeah? So, Samson answered her. What should he have answered?
Mind your own business.
Mind your own business. Ta-ta, I'm on my way. Yes. Should have, but he didn't.
He's
because he likes playing games. It's a game we're playing now. So he says, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh thongs that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man. Yeah? So that's his first thing, yeah? But you want to get some fresh ones, because fresh ones are stronger. Yeah, we've had this before, haven't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the thongs are sinews. They're sinews of animal things, you know, they're stretchy and strong, yeah? So, tie me with 7 of them. 7? Why 7?
Good,
it's a good number.
Yeah.
But it's a sort of a complete number in Hebrew, you know, in the Bible. It's the idea of if you really tie me up, I'm done for. Right, so.
You have 7 locks of hair.
He's 7 locks of hair as well. It might have been that, yeah, playing the connection, yeah. We'll get more to that in a moment, yeah. Right, so, she has told this. He says, then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh thongs that had not been dried. What does that tell you?
They're strong.
No?
No? Right.
He
shouldn't touch.
Well, flesh stuff as well, yeah.
They'd do anything to get rid of them.
Yeah, but he tells me she told them what he just said. Yeah? Yes? She's reported back.
Yeah.
Communications are working here. Social media again, you see. Yes?
Yeah.
Onto WhatsApp and tell the Philistines what's going off, yeah? Right, so.
They were willing to take anything that seemed to
yes. Yes.
Get their end.
Right? So they bring it. They bring the stuff, or they get them sent to her. Yeah. And she tied him with them. With men hidden in the room, she called to him. Right. Now, how often this is going on, it seems like it's, you know, a bit of a regular feature, him turning up here, whether he's set up living there or what, I don't know. Yeah. But he's there. A bit too long. So somehow she's got some men hidden in the room. Yeah? Okay? They're watching, see what happens. Right? And she called out, hidden in the room, she called him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He was asleep at the time. Right? So she shouts nice and loud, Samson, the Philistines are here! Right? Which he wakes up, and what does he do? What do the men do? I think, he doesn't say, but I have a guess. I think the men stayed where they were in hiding to see what happened first. Yeah? And of course, it doesn't spill the beans then. It's just a little game. That's all it is. Not serious. Just me and Delilah having a little game. Yeah? So, he snapped the thongs as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. Right, so, straight off like that. And what did the men do? They stayed where they were. I'm quite sure, yeah? So, right, so the secret of his strength was not discovered. Right, so, round one to Samson, although I think he lost that round as well. He's a fool. Then Delilah said to Samson, you made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. Right, so she starts the old, what do they call it, emotional pressure? Yes. You've lied to me. How can you say you love me? You know, when you're lying away like this, right? He said, so next time he says, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I'll become as weak as any other man. And she probably thought, I wonder, I've probably heard this one before as well. But we'll try this one. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. So that's why he's asleep again, I assume. Yeah, I can't imagine him standing there letting her tie him, can you? So she ties him up with these ropes, and what happens? Then, with the men hidden in the room,
again,
she called him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you! They're back! But he snapped the ropes of his arms as if they were threads. Yeah, it just, can you see that? Yeah, got these round me. Yeah, it's good, eh?
Yeah.
Strength. Where does his strength come from?
The Lord.
It's the Lord.
The Lord.
Yeah. Why is the Lord helping him?
Because he likes him.
Because he loves him.
Part of his plan.
It's part of the plan, yeah. He's in the wrong place, doing the wrong things, and yet God helps him out. Right, next one. Right. Delilah said to Samson, until now you've been making a fool of me and lying to me. tell me how you can be tied. Right, so the emotional pressure's on again here. And he replied, if you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I'll become as weak as any other man. Right. His hair hadn't been ever cut, right? And it was put into braids, yeah? He was the original, the Caribbean chaps.
Alaska,
yes. Sort of, yeah. Well, he was, yes.
They call
it dreadlocks. He tied it up. They're dreadlocks. They're not. Dreadlocks. It's not decorative. It's just keeping them tidy, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the 7 he got tied up in 7 lots. Yeah. He says if you weave these into, they got a weaving machine, right? They made cloth in those days in homes. Yeah. They don't do it now. You go out to the shops and buy stuff, but in those days, you got the wool, you made it into threads, yes, and then you weaved it through a little weaving machine that they manufactured, yeah, made their own ones. And he says, now then, if you get my hair and you weave it into the cloth and fasten it back with the pin, right, it's not painful, yeah, it's the pin's still, what the pin was for, you ever... There's a short, well, basically, you've got the weaving machine, strings of threads going down, yeah. And you got the cross one, it's the cross bit we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You weave it through there, they had a shuttle to do that, yeah. And then when you put a few in, you got a stick and you tamped it down so that it got quite a nice firm fit in it, right? So what he says is what you do is you weave my hair into there and then you get the pin, the stick, and you lock it down and it's nice and solid and firm, right? Okay, what's the problem with this one? Attached to the loom, yes. There's a serious problem with this one. He's starting to give the game away. He's seeing how close he can get to the edge without falling over. Mm. Yeah, he's talking about his hair. Yeah, that's what we do, isn't it? Sinners do that, you know. How much can I get away with? Yeah. That's really it. It's not much how can I do to please the Lord, it's how much can I get away with without getting caught. Happens all over the place, doesn't it? Mm. And Samson's playing the game. I got news for him. It won't work. Mm. When you start walking near the edge, don't be surprised if you fall over. Mm. Right, so, what happens is, while he was sleeping, that's a good one as well. He's sleeping, he's not alert, he's not aware. He's out of it. He's a fool. Yeah. While he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his hair, wove them into the fabric, and tightened it with the pin. Again she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. He's just wrecked the industry there. Yeah. Just shook his head, pulled the lot out. Yes. Right. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you've made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your strength. Yeah? So she's doing the same old thing again, yeah? How can you say you love me? Isn't that what they do nowadays? When they want their own way, they say, how can you say you love me if you won't do what I want? Yeah? It's not what... Love isn't about what I want, it's love is about giving of yourself, isn't it? She's wanting to find out, because what's driving her?
Money.
It's the money. Yes, the thought of the money, yes. She could do a lot with that. Yeah. Sad though, isn't it, really? Yeah, right, anyway, here we go. So, it says, she says, you made a fool of me. Verse 16, this is the killer verse. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. Right. So he must have been around for a long time. Yeah, day after day, she keeps having a go at him. Whenever he wanted a cup of tea, she'd say, now then, how can we get your strength out of this lot, yeah? Right. And when he wanted his dinner, how can we get your strength? How do you do it? You know, and she just kept going at him. Right. And what's Samson's problem? He's strong, but he's weak. Yeah, he's got the physical prowess, but mentally he's as weak as they come, and eventually she just ground him down. Yeah, a nagging woman, It's a bad thing, isn't it? I'm not being unkind. Yeah, nagging men can be bad as well. Yeah, but what they're doing is they're just playing on your nerves. Keep going until you snap. Right, not good. Right. So what happens is verse 17. So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said. Because I have been a Nazarite, set apart to God since birth. If my head was shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. She told him everything. How did she know? Was it just another one of his little jokes? It's the way he said it as well, I think.
Fed up.
She fed up. She's not stupid, is our Delilah. She can suss out when he's having a joke and when he's really opened up. And so she knows he's spilled the beans, we'd say, yeah? And so,
do you think she knows. Made the hair connection as well?
I suspect they must have thought there was something with the hair, but they couldn't be quite sure. But he's told her why. He is a Nazarite who's been set apart to God from birth. And he's never had his...
He wouldn't use God if he was lying.
Yeah. If my head was shaved, my strength would leave me and I'd become as weak as any other man. Right? It's not his hair that's the problem. It's his heart. Yeah, he's not right with the Lord. But the moment the outward sign of his dedication, he's thrown every other one away. He shouldn't have touched dead bodies, remember the lion? Yeah. He shouldn't have gone with the women, right? He should have married an Israelite girl, yeah? As a Nazarite, he was dedicated to God. Now he's broken all of that lot, yeah? And this is the last one. The sign of his dedication was on his head, yeah? And he's about to lose that. When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines. Come back once more. He has told me everything. Yeah? Because they were probably getting fed up with this one. Yeah? So, come back once more. So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. So, here we are. They've got the dough. Having put him to sleep on her lap. How about that? How did she put him to sleep? Go to sleep, my baby. I suspect she gave him something to drink as well. Yeah? Right. Isn't it sad? Going to sleep into the most dangerous situation, yeah? Christians are like that, asleep. Jonah was the same, asleep in the boat. Yeah, when everybody else is about to drown, he's downstairs sleeping. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. Yeah. So, having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair. Now, why did she get somebody else to do it?
Because she's holding his head.
Yeah. Right? And if he starts to stir, there, calm down. Samson, sheesh, yeah? Whatever it was, yeah? So, the man shaved off his head. And so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Yeah. His strength left him. Why? Because God's left him. That's why. That's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. Then she called, Samson, the Philistines are here. He awoke from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Now that's the worst line of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't realise that God's just gone and left him. Yeah. Terrible, isn't it? He thinks he can just carry on as normal without God. Well, he can't. And so the guys come out, the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, and took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. Yeah, well, we'll come to that in a minute. They gouge out his eyes. Why are they? Gouge his eyes out.
So he can't see.
You can't see, yes. He's an animal now.
Relying on them, isn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. He's not as much trouble if he can't see what he's doing, yeah?
No.
Right, so, what do they do? With the bronze shackles, binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding in the prison. Put him in prison. What's the grinding?
It's a big
stone that they had on top, the two stones, one on top of the other, and they put wheat in the hole in the middle, and you turn the stone and it grinds the wheat, How comes flour? At the bottom, right? It's a big stone, it's a heavy stone, and it was a job for donkeys or for the lowest of the low.
But he hasn't got the strength now, has he?
No. No, so he's struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah? But that's what they made him do. Right. Set him to grinding. Right. Verse 22, this is the interesting line. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. What's going on?
God's coming back to him.
Yes, God's coming back to him. Why?
Not finished the job yet.
He's not finished the job.
Completed, Lord.
It doesn't say, but I suspect in the many hours, the happy hours that he had turning that grinding stone, he had a long time to think.
Yeah.
Yes, a long time to think about how stupid he had been. Yeah? And perhaps he started, I think we call it repenting. Yeah.
Talking to God.
Well, that was an advantage of having his eyes put out. There's no distractions now. His eyes have been his problem, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now he's only got himself and God, right? So he's got time to think, time to pray, time to realise what a stupid fool he's been and say sorry.
Mind you, Saul of Tarsus really,
that. Yeah, God blinded Saul to think. Give him 3 days to think, didn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, here he is. And what's happening is, not only is his hair's growing, well, your hair does grow, doesn't it? Give it time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But the hair's growing as he's growing. That's my guess. Yeah. He's growing in his relationship with God at last. And his hair is a sign of that relationship in a sense. Yeah. The Philistines don't take any notice. They've got him beat. See? He's their pet now. All right. Well, find out it doesn't quite work that way, yeah? Verse 23. Now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon their god and to celebrate, saying, our God has delivered Samson our enemy into our hands. So it was time of year when everybody's going to celebrate, probably harvest time or something like that. They all get together, we'll have a party, let's celebrate, we've got Samson, yes? And they realise that Dagon, their god. Dagon was a fish god. He looked like a fish. Right. Smelt like one as well, probably. Yeah. But is that Philistine, one of the Philistines' gods? And what they're doing is saying is, essentially what they're saying is, our God's bigger than your God. Mm. That's what it is, yeah? Our God's bigger than your God. Do you know, you must have heard the phrase, Allahu Akbar? Yes. It's what the Muslim terrorists cry out when they start killing people.
Oh, yeah.
Allahu Akbar. And it doesn't mean what the BBC says, God is great. Mm. It doesn't mean that. It means God is greater. In other words, our God's bigger than your God.
Yeah?
Yeah? That's what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah. That's what these are saying. Mm. Our God's bigger than Samson's God. Right, so, you know what happens when people throw down gauntlets to God? They're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Yes. So, here it comes. Right, so, our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, our God has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our slain. Well, they give him credit for doing that at least, but they say, we've got him. Our God's finally got the victory. While they were in high spirits, they shouted, bring out Samson to entertain us. So they called Samson out of the prison and he performed for them. He's a dancing bear. Yeah. What do you think he did? Doesn't say. He came out to entertain them.
They probably just ridiculed him, didn't they?
They ridiculed him, had him, pulled him around various places, made him climb over things and things like that, I don't know. Maybe Samson entered into the spirit of it because he's got an idea.
He had a plan.
Yes, yeah. He was just taking them for a ride. I don't know, but anyway, what happens is, right? So they've had their little bit of entertainment. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand. Why is his servant holding his hand? He's blind. That's right. Yes. Right, yeah. Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lean against them. That's innocent enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says, look, I'm tired. I need to rest. Can I need to lean on something. Where's them pillars? He knew what the temple was constructed like. Yeah, basically, it's a surrounding wall, whether it's square or round, I don't know. But in the middle, where the roof is supported, there's two main pillars. You see these in older buildings. You know, you go to some of these cathedrals, yeah. They've got these enormous pillars holding up everything in the centres. Yeah,
massive right? Falls.
Yeah. So these are the two main pillars holding up the whole centre structure. Yeah, they're not holding the walls, they're holding the whole centre structure where the roof support and everything else is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, I'm tired, let me lean against them. Right. Now, the temple was crowded with men and women. Why? Well, they've all come to gloat. It's party time. Yes. Just to see how big our Dagon is compared to his little god. Yeah. And all the rulers of the Philistines were there as well. You've got to have the top brass in on this one. It's a big celebration. Right. And on the roof there were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. That's a lot of people on a roof, isn't it? It's a big place. And of course there's more people inside as well. Yeah, so the people on the roof are the cheap seats, you could say, I suppose. Yeah, you've got to get up on the top to see this one. But they're up there, all of these Philistine
people. As they call it.
Sorry?
They call it up in the gods.
Up in the gods, right, yeah, alright, yeah. Right, so, now then, here it is, Samson blind, leaning against the pillars, and all these people around cheering and gawping and thinking what a wonderful thing it is, our God is greater, yeah. And Samson prayed to the Lord. How about that?
No.
Samson's praying, again. Oh, sovereign Lord, how about that? What's he saying?
I need your help.
Well, yes. Oh, sovereign Lord is our God is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sovereign means total rule, total authority, total power. Sovereign, that's what it means. God can do what God wants to do, when God wants to do, and nobody can stop him. Right? He's talking to the one who is the big one. Yeah. Sovereign Lord, he says, remember me, O God. As if he'd forgotten him. What does he mean by remember me?
Help me.
That's another way of saying help me, yeah. Oh Lord, please help me, yeah.
He wanted radar, I think, be, you know, helped in a new way.
Yes.
He wanted to be a new person. With
yeah.
God,
so, Lord, remember me. I would have probably thought he'd done better praying, Lord, forget what I was.
He knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll come to that, yes. Oh God, please strengthen me just once more. What's he just found out?
His strength
comes from God.
Yeah.
Aha! Took him a while to get that one, didn't it? Yeah. Oh God, please strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. Great motive, isn't it? Yeah. He's still not quite lost this, me and mine,
yeah.
You know. A little bit of vengeance on there. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. But he's going to use Samson, right? So Samson prays. And did God listen?
Yes.
Yes. Then Samson...
if he knew the Nazarite and he told Delilah, does that mean, do you think, in effect, it's as if we were told something about our person... But he had to let it happen to discover that. But now he's turned turtle.
Yeah.
I mean, not turn. Yeah. Now he's got a new person in him.
Yeah.
And he's looking out to God.
He is.
With that understanding.
Yes.
Of that.
Yeah. Yes, he is doing that. And maybe the vengeance bit about wanting to pay them back for his eyes... Maybe partly, I'm trying to be charitable to him now, it may be partly of saying, Lord, they're boasting, they've tamed me, and they think they've tamed you because they got me.
Mm.
Lord, just show them who's boss round here. Yeah. So, right, he'll get his reward for his lost eyes, yeah? Then Samson reached towards the two central pillars on which the temple stood.
That's right. Remarkable, isn't it?
Right.
How could you do that?
They're close together, they're not that far apart.
Yeah.
You know, they're just two big columns, right? So he reached out between them, and it says, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one and his left hand on the other. Now, how did he do it? Did he get his arms round the pillars, or did he get his hands on the sides of the pillars? I think it's the sides, yes? Right? And he's going to push outwards. And what happens is they bend outwards and then collapse, yeah? Right. So, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And that was the last word the Philistines heard. Yeah? Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. So I said, there were people inside, that's where the top brass were, and then on the top of the roof were all the onlookers, yeah? Thus he killed many more when he died while he lived. Right. Okay. We'll just do the little epilogue in a moment, but Samson gets a great victory against the Philistines and dies in the process. Did he commit suicide?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Let your word be yes or no.
Let all yes be yes or no. No be no.
Because he knew what was happening.
He knew what was happening, but it wasn't suicide. Let me just get. It reminds me of there was a program on it was a reconstruction of a true story. I think it was the Cockleshell Heroes, is it?
Oh yeah.
Right. They volunteered to go secretly into northern France during the German occupation there, and go into the dockyards there and mine some of the ships there to disable the whole area there for sailing. Yeah? So it was a secret mission. It was a very dangerous. Volunteers. They weren't told to go. This was people who were willing to go, and they knew for sure the chances of them getting out were virtually zero. Yeah. Getting out alive, that is. Yeah? Right? Did they commit suicide? Oh, no, they didn't. They were going in order to attack the enemy. If they died in the process, fair enough. If they got out, fair enough. And for Samson, I assume he knew he wouldn't get out of it. But he wasn't going to die as a suicide victim. He was taking them out.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what he was doing. So, yeah. Samson is described as a hero of faith in the Bible. This is his top moment, really. Yeah, when he offers himself. And of course, again I say, he is a picture of the Messiah in a very strange sort of way.
Yeah.
He dies in order to defeat the enemy. Yeah. Jesus died in order to defeat our enemy. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, there's Samson for you, strange fella. Are we going to see him in heaven?
Yes.
Yes. Will he be able to see there?
Yes.
Good. Right, so that's good news, eh? So, who's greater? The God of Israel or Dagon? The God of Israel, yes. Now then, last little bit then. Then his brothers and his fathers and his whole family went down to get him. Oh, and his father's whole family, right? So his mum and dad have long since died, I guess. Yeah, well, we'll see that in a moment. But so he's got relatives. When he says his brothers, what does that mean?
It's a Christian
brothers in God.
Remember, his mum and dad couldn't have children, and God promised they'd have a boy. His name was Samson.
Mm.
Right? Did they have any more kids?
No.
It's possible.
It's highly unlikely. Yeah, it's highly unlikely. Yeah. So, what does he mean by his brothers?
His
relatives. His relatives. Yes. Yeah. His relatives, cousins, and so on. That one of the interesting things in the Bible is it uses the word brother in a much more wider term than we do. Right. So. Brothers can be cousins and sorts of things like that. It's just their concept of family is better than ours. I think there is what it's about, you know. If you're part of the family, you're a brother, whether you're second cousin twice removed or whatever, you know. Yeah, you're part of the family. So the family go down and get his body. No, that's rather sad, really. But why do they get his body?
To bury him.
Yeah, they want to honour him, right? He's not going to stay with the Philistines, right? So, right. They brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah, his father. He had led Israel for 20 years. So they took him home and buried him in Dad's tomb. Yeah. Well, do you think Dad was glad to see him when he got there? I don't mean in the tomb, I mean in heaven. Yeah. Yeah, he probably thought, son, I'm glad you made it. But you had a hard job getting him, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't teeny.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How did he lead Israel if no one from Israel actually wanted to follow him?
Well, he led Israel in the sense that he was an agitator to the Philistines. He protected the Israelites if they didn't.
But he did it all on his own.
He did it on his own. I know. Yeah, he was a bit of a loner, wasn't he? Really, in many ways. Yeah. Yeah. Well, God attributes it to him as his leading, even though he didn't do much for anybody else. But he prevented the Philistines doing big damage to them. I suspect that was it. And his last message was, our God is greater.
Yeah.
Yes. Can't be bad, eh? So, we'll leave it at that. Now then.
Well, the thing is that the Dagon God is still here.
The Dagon God.
Archbishops.
With the Archbishop's hats. Well, with the fish heads, yeah. Oh, dear, yeah.
You've got one bishop who refused to wear the Dagon hat.
Did he?
Yes. He's the only one that refused.
Right.
He really loved
the Lord. Yeah. Well, you learn something every day, eh? Yeah. Dagon is still around. Well, the day is going when Dagon goes. Yeah, you could say. Right, we'll finish there. The next lot is appalling. You thought this was bad, but the next lot really does get bad, I'm afraid. But there we are. This is the book of Judges for you. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we're amazed that you could use someone as weak as the strong man Samson, Lord. Lord, we realise it's not our physical strength that matters in the end, it's our relationship with you, the strength of our heart as you give us grace. And Lord, I pray that for all of us, Lord, we may be stronger than Samson in that area. But thank you, Lord, you granted him repentance. Lord, you heard his prayers. And Lord, as a result of that, he delivered Israel from their enemies. And we thank you, Lord, that you're a God that's amazing to work in such situations. Lord, help us to be brave for you, Lord, without being stupid and foolish. Grant us your mercies. Lord, thank you. Samson got home. Lord, he repented. He found forgiveness. And Lord, with you, there is mercy. And we see that in stark colours here. Just want to say thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies to us. Lord, keep us from being foolish and stupid. Lord, help us to do what's right in your sight and therefore be a blessing to the people you bring across our path. Father, we ask your help and praise you for your mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.